Uncle Will had a ranch in California, but first of all, he had a ranch here outside of Claremore.
Yes, that was called the Birthplace Ranch because that was where he was born. His dad had that through the Cherokee Nation. You had the right to build on it. Then you had all this extra land to run cattle on, and he and the neighbors all ran the cattle. Then they would have a big roundup, separate their cattle, brand them, and then let them run again, or the fellas would get together and they would drive them to Kansas City to market. Later on, the railroad came, and the railroad to Uncle Will took away all of the cowboy era because they had to fence and the railroad had right away and it cut through farms and ranches and things. That was the beginning of breaking up of the old West.
Because the cowboys didn't have to go out and do the herding as much using the horses and really work the ranch.
They could drive them and pin them up and put them on railroad cars. Yeah. One time, though, he and his cousin Spike were in Kansas City after they had a trail drive of the cattle. They had sold them, and they had been out running around Kansas City that night. Uncle Will said, "I'm going, you'd go on," and he went back to the hotel early and crawled in bed. Then Spike came in later. He blew out the gas light in their room. They were so close to being asphyxiated. I mean, just gone. Uncle Will was sick for a long time after that. Someone in the hall smelled it and realized that it was coming from that room. The manager came and unlocked them and pulled them out. They were almost gone. Spike got along better, but Uncle Will was still pretty sickly. His dad sent him to Hot Springs and had him take baths and rest and be over there quite a while.
Is this a hotel in Kansas City?
Uh-huh. See, they still had gas lights. The boys were used to coal oil lamps, you know, and they just blew it out like they would a coal oil lamp.
Instead of turning off the gas.
Yeah. So that gas was just escaping in that room. That was an awful close call for him.
Wonder how old he would have been then.
Probably 21, 2, or 3.
So it took him some time to overcome that.
Yeah, he was probably 6, 8, 10 weeks really back to normal.
Wow. You talked earlier about gifts that they came. What about Christmas? Uncle Will and Betty, were they good for giving?
Oh, yes, they were wonderful with the family. He would himself personally write checks and sign them for the older teenagers, the great nieces and nephews, and to his nieces and nephews. He couldn't remember addresses and keep up with that for the Lane side, so he'd just send them off to Mother and Dad, and then we would take them to Tulsa when we went for Christmas, or if they were coming this year to our house in Bartlesville, he'd keep them and pass them out at the Christmas tree. But Uncle Will wrote those himself. He had a nephew of Aunt Betty's, Bruce Quisenberry, that was supposed to be kind of a secretary and did take care of a lot of things for him and book his times and keep his calendar and all. But he wrote those himself. He couldn't remember the youngest sister of Dad's, and he knew her. It was Laska, and he could spell that, and he'd write Laska on it. But he never wrote a last name because he couldn't remember if she had married a Luckett or a Harvey. She had married a Harvey Luckett, but he never kept that straight. That was always funny.
We always hear about the humor of Will Rogers, and he was funny. Did he bring that humor back home? Was he funny around the family?
Well, not specially, no. He just carried on ordinary conversations with all of us. Maybe he'd tell an incident someplace that he had been or something that had happened, and we would think that was unusual and laugh or something, but he didn't try to be funny. He was just so natural. He was just a true uncle. It'd be just like you with your family.
Yeah. You probably remember him smiling a lot.
Oh, yes. He was always happy. Yeah.
I talked to Henry Zorro in Tulsa, and I brought up the name of Will Rogers. And he says, yes, I remember talking to Will. He said, my father and I visited with Will at a house where Will's niece was living.
It's my Aunt Estelle in Tulsa, Estelle Neal.
Okay. And for some reason, Uncle Will didn't like where the house was, and he wanted to sell the house, according to Henry. The price was $2,500, and Will said to Henry's father, "I'd like to sell it for $2,500. But Mr. Zero said, "I can't come up with that kind of money." And Mr. Zero's father had a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
So Uncle Will said, "Can you raise $500? And he thought he could do that. So Uncle Will negotiated a deal, and he said, "All right, if you, over the next couple of years, can provide $1,000 worth of groceries for my niece and her husband, that'll take care of the $2,000. If you'll do that, then we'll have a deal." And Mr. Zero's father said, "We have a deal." And that's how that all came about.
Yeah. That's probably when they first moved to Tulsa, and they lived on Independence, and that neighborhood ran down.
And that was the street, Independence.
Uh-huh.
And then Mr. Zero said that Uncle Will would be out on the front lawn of that house, and of course the whole neighborhood would come as always around him.
No, yes, he was there.
But he wouldn't run from it. He would talk to them.
Yeah. And he never acted short or anything with anybody that walked up and wanted to talk with him. He always just talked to them just like we're old buddies, you know. That was a really good trait for someone that was famous and could say, "Well, I can't be bothered right now."
Yeah. He was the most widely read newspaper columnist, nation's most listened to weekly radio broadcast. In 1934, he was the number one box office draw. At the time of his death, he ranked second to Shirley Temple. Then there's an interesting story. He was going to play the lead in Eugene O'Neill's stage play, Ah, Wilderness, but because of the facts of life talk between Will's character and its son, he decided not to take that role, and that was what freed him up, which allowed him to fly with Wiley Post that summer in 1935.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.